Time now to say Merry Christmas to Matt Porter from Matt Porter Web Design. Of course, who's our man with, who knows the apps. And as we were just talking in there, he was saying that he's actually seen the film A Wonderful Life.
I have. It's a superb film. My favourite film at Christmas, if not of all time.
See, I had put you down as a hairy-chested kind of web designer. You know, hello, Marley Marley. But, I didn't put you down as sentimental.
Well, it's a very sentimental film, and it's very entertaining as well, and has a very nice message at the end.
It's A Wonderful Life?
Every time you hear a bell ring, an angel gets its wings.
Is that right?
That's right.
Stingle dingle.
Every time you hear a bell ring, an angel gets its wings.
So you believe in that then? Do you believe the angel's there?
I believe in the idea of the film. I think.
Okay, I'll just checking out. I've done interviews with people who believe in these things before.
It's just a very nice sentiment, I think.
Yeah, good man. Good man. Sentiment's good. what's the app we're looking at this week then?
We've got a few apps this week, very quickly. The first one is NORAD Tracks Santa.
Yes!
A very popular app, or very popular on PC for the last few years, but it's now available on Android and iPhone. If you run it up at the moment, it tells you how many hours before Santa launches, and he will actually launch on midnight at the international dateline, so actually earlier than our Christmas Day starts, because obviously he's got to come around the world, and you can then go and check the app and see where he is in the world. And I believe they also post photographs because they've got satellites monitoring him as well.
Isn't that great that Santa has grabbed new technology like this, isn't it? Because, you know, some people are stuck in the past, but Santa's going, no.
It's a very interesting story behind the NORAD Track Santa, and that was because in the 50s, I believe, Sears, who are the store in America, they did an advert, printed an advert saying, if you'd like your Christmas wish, ring our Santa helpline, or words to that effect. And they misprinted the telephone number and gave the number of NORAD. So all of a sudden, people started calling I believe he was the top guy at NORAD. They started ringing his number, asking to speak to Santa. And rather than just cut the line off, they thought, right, OK, what we'll do is we'll bring in as many people who will be prepared to do it and man the lines as Santa. So that's actually how it started, by pure accident in the 50s. And obviously now with the web and all of those things, there's far more technology behind it.
Well, that's going to be great, though. I'll probably start it from 9 tomorrow, or I might just... Is it a free app?
It's a free app, yes. You be careful when you download these apps as well. Make sure you find the official NORAD Track Santa, because there are a number of other ones out there. And, you don't want to be the person being tracked yourself.
That is an important thing, to make sure you get the right one.
Yeah, so it's NORAD Track Santa. If you do a search on the web, it will take you to the website.
Right, I'm putting that one down. Anything else for us?
Yes, there is also a great Christmas, another sentimental thing at Christmas, which is the snowman. And I believe on Christmas Eve they're showing the snowman and the snow dog again.
Yes.
And there is a very, very lovely app that they've produced for the snowman, which I have running here. No. And when it runs up, can that come?
Yeah.
So basically you have a time limit and you have to get the snowflakes, and there's the snowman flying, and you can make him do a barrel roll. And basically he flies around London, so you see all of the wonderful buildings in London, and
this
then
is
he will
gorgeous.
And then he'll fly to the to Dover, and eventually flies to the North Pole, and you fly with him, and you just have to get the snowflakes, all sorts of other things.
Is that a free app as well?
That's free as well.
What's it called then again?
It's called the Snowman and the Snow Dog.
My wife will love that as well.
It is a very, very lovely app. It's a big download, so don't try and download it over your cell network, because I think it's about 400 megabytes. So it's something you download on your Wi-Fi at home.
That's fantastic. How do they actually, that's two free ones. How do they make money then?
The NORAD is from what, again, from what I've read, is all basically people giving their time and effort for free in the spirit of Christmas. The snowman and the snow dog, well, obviously they're trying to encourage people to watch the programme. So again, it's a, just another form of catchment and advertising.
I do love that one. Right, good one. Give me another one. Then, Mark.
The final one really is one that doesn't run on phones, which is I've noticed on Facebook. In particular, one of my friends, Paddy Lohan, he's very much into Christmas, and he has a counter that runs on his Facebook saying how many days till Christmas. And that every day I get, when I log into Facebook, I get a picture of Santa saying it's 364 days till Christmas, which everyone mocks him for it to some extent. But obviously, I'm talking about it now, so it's had some kind of
but
effect.
This is the precise thing. We do believe in the magic, and there's something about it. I said to the listeners today, there's only two sleeps left. Two sleeps left. And yeah, that's, and that for me, just I don't know. Oh, no, that for that one. I like that.
So I did notice the other day he must have changed the setting, because he was actually putting how many seconds till Christmas as well, which I thought was perhaps taking a little bit.
Yeah, you may be going. Just on a kind of general advice, Matt, just with people, there will be a lot of tablets getting delivered on Christmas morning and new phones and everything. Are there do's and don'ts then when people get new tablets and phones?
I think that it's, if you have something like an iPad or an iPhone, you're kind of protected. You're protected because Apple have control everything that you're doing, in as much as what you download onto that hardware. And they have a very, very strict filtering mechanism in place where they won't allow apps in for all number of reasons. And sometimes they're not considered particularly fair, but it still makes it very safe. With Android, Google control, well, if you buy a more upmarket phone or tablet, then you have a thing called Google Play, which is their system for delivering apps and such. If you buy Kindle or Kindle Fire, then you go through Amazon's App Store again. So you're protected. However, there have been notable instances where apps that aren't particularly filtered have popped through, and so I think you should take, you know, effectively due diligence when you are using these things. Also, a lot of the free games have in-app purchase, which you have to be careful for as well. So there's lots of lovely games there, and you get to a point where you either keep trying or you can buy credits, and at that point you could, if you're not careful, start racking up a bill. So if it's parents, they should be very careful not to allow their children to have passwords for these type of things on their hardware.
Matt, I gather I'll see you between now and New Year.
Yes.
But what do you get the man who's got all the you know? What are you looking for? What did you ask Santa Claus for yourself?
Well, it's very difficult actually, because I couldn't think of what I would like. It's incredibly difficult buying anything for me anyway, because I generally know quite well what I want. And
what about a wok?
A wok?
Yeah, what you know, to cook in.
Well, we've got a wok
already. Or a barbecue.
What, so we can barbecue the turkey?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, apparently I do actually know someone that did that. There is an advert at the moment, but I do know somebody that had lots of people round for a Christmas dinner and then realised they couldn't get the turkey in the oven.
The Americans deep fry them. Don't try it at home.
They actually did barbecue it because they couldn't get it in the oven.
Matt Porter, everybody, our cookery expert today as well, from Matt Porter Web Design. Have a good Christmas.
Yeah.
And we'll see you between Christmas.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood. That was the band.
Oh,
the band with the name in
Derek
it.
Derek and the Dominoes. Yeah. There's no Derek in the, you know, the Dominoes. Frankie, there's no Frankie.
No.